You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show with your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Keith Ellis, and Matthew Peck. They know that the road to a successful retirement is paved with consistent care and a commitment to guide the families they serve. Matthew is a certified financial planner professional and author of Mind the Gap, The Cracks in the American Retirement System. Derek's been featured in Kiplinger and together with Keith, co-authored Victory, Winning in Health, Wealth, and Success. They've been featured in major publications like Forbes and the Wall Street Journal, but they're most at home talking to people just like you about living out their dreams in retirement. You can visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, sit back, grab a pen, and start your engines. Here's Derek, Matt, and Keith.
Welcome, everyone, to another weekend edition of the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you, as always, by SHP Financial. I'm Derek Gregoire, joined by Keith Ellis and Matt Peck. And a lot of you are probably getting ready to finish up taxes, or hopefully you've done your taxes for the 2018 tax year, obviously April 15th being the deadline. A lot of you might be thinking at this point, hey, I wish I had looked at things last year a little more closely, especially with the new Trump tax code in effect, because maybe there are some opportunities that you could have taken advantage of, and maybe you didn't, but now is an opportunity going forward to begin taking advantage of these areas. And we find out, we've done a lot of trainings across the country, we're lucky enough with other firms, and we know that tax planning is an underserved area for most of you listening. A lot of you are not getting the proper tax guidance from your advisor. Most advisory firms focus on just building you investment plans and not really focused on the other areas, but taxes are a huge part. So today, we're going to go through a few different areas of ways you can save potentially on your taxes in retirement. Number one, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus and talk about the four benefits of setting up a trust, and there's some tax benefits built inside that first and foremost. Then after that, myself, Keith, and Matt are going to give you the top five areas that we see as a potential for you reducing your taxes moving forward. And then during our market report, we're going to discuss the yield curve. We've seen the yield curve kind of invert a little bit. What does that mean for your investments? What does that mean for the market? Should you be doing some things differently with this information that you now have available? So all that and more. Keith, Matt, welcome to the show. How you doing, Matt?
I'm doing fantastic. It's funny, Derek, you mentioned about, you know, sort of the mastermind group and how we find out, you know, other advisors.
Are you mad at Keith and I still? Or have
how
you,
so?
Are you forgiving us?
Oh, the red eye, it's truly named. Let me put it that way.
Yes.
You do come off that thing just with, you're not just red eyes.
Zombie on the next
yeah,
day.
And, you know, sore calves and everything
so
else.
Last week on Friday, myself, Keith, and Matt were, and Michelle, our COO, we were running a mastermind group. So different companies fly in. We met in Denver, Colorado, and we've been teaching this group for 3 or 4 years on just running a company, and it's all different advisory firms in how to build a holistic plan for your clients. Don't just focus on the investments, focus on income, taxes, healthcare, legacy. Anyways, we had a session the last day from 1 to 5, and the problem was we had a red eye flight and it was supposed to be snowing. So the next day, I'm trying to give the listeners a little bit of info. So they're like, what are you guys talking about? The next day, I had my wife's 40th birthday party.
Mm-hmm.
And so I couldn't miss that. I got nervous seeing snow that night. So I said, all right, I'm going to fly out at like 5 and leave you guys hanging. And somehow Keith came on my flight with me.
That was beautiful.
And so
it's Keith, like, yeah, is there room?
Keith and I were gone at like 5:30. We took off back to Boston. We still got, but with the time change, we didn't go home until like 2 in the morning.
Ugh,
and then Matt and
brutal.
Michelle flew in at like, what, 5?
Right. And it was funny. I was talking to actually Keith afterwards too. I mean, about how, so I came in, yeah. So finally touched down around like, you know, 4:45 and, you know, go home. And I'm like, oh, I can't wait to sleep, you know. And so getting bed around 5:15. And then, you know, then I found out that, well, A, there's a 3-year-old in my bed too.
Yeah, the life happens.
Oh, my. Yeah. My 8-year-old was in my bed.
Right. And that's the thing, too. It's like, so I'm talking to my wife. She's like, yeah, I didn't get any sleep either. I'm like, oh, well, you didn't go on a red eye. You were dealing with 4 children and little spikes of fevers and everything else. So I think, I think we're just in that, whether due to business travel or just small children, you know, the lack of sleep will lead to red eyes.
Yeah, absolutely. No question about it. And, you know, I walked home that night, like you said, around 2:30 in the morning. I could hear my wife walking around upstairs, and my son Trey was unfortunately had, you know, stomach bugs, so you know what comes with the stomach bugs. So she's down on her hands and knees cleaning, the baby's in the crib crying, and I'm running up the stairs to get the baby. Come to find out the next morning, double ear infection for her, Trey, and then Aiden gets it too. So fun weekend.
Oh man.
Yeah, that's the SHP weekend.
Yeah, exactly.
That's our lifestyle right there, boys.
But I think a few things I was thinking about over the weekend, even on the flight home last week, was basically, number one, I was thinking about a lot of, even us are guilty, we're guilty of this from time to time as well, but a lot of times we're focused on like, hey, here's how much we can give you an income and here's how much you can leave behind, right? Mm-hmm. And I've always thought this, but I don't know if I'd do a good job articulating it. But what's so important is to make sure like we're not just like storing up, you know, for future, putting money in. There's a good parable in the Bible about storing up the barns. Like, what is you can't take it with you. So I hope a lot of folks are, I want to get to know people in terms of listening to the show and really get to know more about what you think about when you think of money. Like, what does money mean to you? What's your first memory of money? Like, are you just trying to accumulate it for security? Or are you trying to accumulate it for a cause or a charity? Are you trying to accumulate your money for, or to do, what's your goal? Do you want to travel, take 4 trips a year to different continents or different parts of the country, or do the national parks? Do you know what I mean? So I think we always try to do as best job as we can, and we're always working on doing a better job since we opened up our doors in 2003 about building true goals-based planning.
And sorry to interrupt. I was going to say, I think people honestly have, you know, people have different opinions on money, as you were saying, Derek, about what they want to do with it and the why, you know, behind, as I mentioned, you know, storing of their barns. And same as, you know, we're going to dive into taxes today. I'm also really sort of impressed, or it always really amazes me that people also have different opinions on taxes. You know, I have certain people that are just, you know, they want to do everything they possibly can to minimize and eliminate, and I can totally appreciate that. And then I have other people that just say, well, you know, taxes are necessary. You have firefighters and teachers and cops and things like that. So I think people, you know, you need to know, or we need to know, I think as advisors, really what their philosophies are on money, on taxes, on legacy, on charity. And if those types of conversations aren't happening, you know, with your current advisor, then I think that you're missing out on what it's all really for.
Oh yeah, and I thought Keith was going to say something, but I'm gonna chime in here, and I think that's part of the issue is a lot of folks come in and they're used to being like, let's say it's a wirehouse. What a wirehouse is one of these big gigantic companies that sells mutual funds or sells different things, and there's not really planning. It's more just, it's a pile of investments. And so it's great that you have investments, but how do you put meaning around your 401k? How do you put meaning around what you've saved? Like that's what we really try to do, is put a true purpose around what you have saved up, what you've built up from your savings standpoint, and put it in. Our mission is to help you live that out, whatever that may be. And it's going to be different for every person. I'll tell you one thing, Matt, I had never, for this to this day, you know, 16, 17 years in the business, I have not heard anyone tell me they want to make an extra charity check to the IRS.
That's very true.
So no one's liked taxes that much.
Well, I think it's more that sometimes when we talk about legacy, you know, especially some of the higher net worth that we deal with, it just say, oh, I don't mind less going behind because I want my kids to work.
True.
Do you see what I mean? So that type of combination.
Exactly. Exactly. So I would say, to recap, most of you that are listening, hopefully you have all these areas covered of a plan, but we find that a lot of you are underserved from a financial planning standpoint. And when you're getting close to retirement, we believe you need 5 areas covered in order to have a successful retirement. So as I'm mentioning these, think of you might have one of these, 2 of these, or all of them covered. But if not, if you don't have all of these covered, if you make the time and come sit down with us at one of our offices, Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, Braintree, we have offices probably near you if you're listening to this show right now. But basically, we believe you need our retirement roadmap is designed to give you a plan to draw income when you retire to last as long as you do for the rest of your lives with inflation. Number 2 is an investment plan, making sure it's managed to your risk tolerance. Number 3 is a tax plan. We're going to get deep into that today. Can we reduce taxes for you and the next generation? 4 is healthcare planning. We know the cost of healthcare is rising, so of course we have to build a plan around that. And number 5 is legacy and estate planning. How to leave the assets you've worked hard And if there's anything left over and you've had fun and done hit your goals, how do we achieve what's left over to go to the right entity, organizations, children, or whoever you care most about? That's a full plan. If you want to learn more about that, come into our offices. We have plenty of room up in the next month or so. 800-227-7777. Again, call 800-227-7777 or go to our website at shpfinancial.com. Up next, we're going to be joined by attorney Keith McManus to discuss the four major benefits of setting up a trust. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
When you're building a home, you need more than just four walls. You need a roof. You need a foundation. Without these things, your home would be incomplete. The same can be said for your retirement planning. Hi, this is Keith Ellis, co-founder of SHP Financial. If your financial advisor is only looking at your investment portfolio, it's like having a house with no roof. At SHP Financial, when we create our customized retirement roadmap plans for our clients, managing their investments is only one part of the process. We include income and expense planning, inflation protection, tax reduction strategies, and healthcare and estate planning. If your current advisor is not talking to you about these important issues, we invite you to come in for a complimentary, no-obligation retirement roadmap review. Get a second opinion. Your retirement well-being could depend on it. Call 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777 or request your appointment online at shpfinancial.com.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we are here for this segment to discuss the four major benefits to setting up a trust. And not just any trust, but you have to make sure you have the right trust for your situation. As part of our five-step process here at SHP Financial, one of the areas we talk to our clients about that's often missed with a lot of financial planners and advisory services out there is the estate planning or legacy planning piece. You could be the best advisor in the world, but if you're leaving a huge estate tax on the table, as one of the benefits we'll cover, you're missing the boat. You're missing that benefit. So first, I want to welcome attorney Keith McManus to the show from McManus Estate Planning. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
Good. Can't complain. No one's listening anyways, and no one cares about my complaints, as always. You know, we talk about the three of us, myself, Keith, and Matt, Keith Ellis, and our staff. We sit down with a lot of folks that come in, and they ask us about a trust, but they don't really know the benefits. So they think maybe there might be only one benefit to them, and they think that, and so, and I've seen a lot of trusts out there, and so have you, I'm sure, that don't really work the way they think they're going to work. So I know when just discussing with you and working with you over the years, for your trust that you set up for clients of ours and clients of your own, there's four major benefits. Let's just get into number one, which is probate avoidance.
Yes, absolutely, Derek. So one of the comments you made first is absolutely worth underscoring. Not all trusts are alike. Not all trusts are going to do everything you think. So trust should be really a custom-made document. Probate avoidance is absolutely the most common goal of people who set up trusts, but it's only one of several goals that should be accomplished and looked at. Probate avoidance is simply the process of avoiding court-based litigation or filings or hiring legal counsel after someone dies just to simply move assets. Now,
it can be a public thing, right?
Probate court is completely, in the sense that you could go into a probate court, you could get a copy of someone's will, you could see everything and who's getting what inside that document. Avoiding that process, avoiding having to retain probate settlement counsel or having to hire attorneys and paying them hourly after someone dies when people are grieving, I think that's a good thing to do, is to avoid.
Agreed. And you might be able to do it with your individual retirement accounts, 401ks, by adding a beneficiary, which does avoid probate. But more importantly, we're talking about properties, houses. Unless you have a trust, chances are that asset's going to go through probate. So benefit number one of setting up the proper trust is avoiding probate, which is a common one. People think that's where it ends.
Right.
So let's go to step number two, which would be the estate taxes.
Right.
In Massachusetts specifically.
Absolutely, Derek. So there's two potential estate taxes that clients can face. One is a federal estate tax administered by the Internal Revenue Service. The other is the Massachusetts Department of Revenue tax here in Massachusetts. Both have to be examined. These are both some pretty significant taxes, and people can lose a good portion of the wealth that they've accumulated their life to these estate taxes, also known as, death taxes or transfer taxes. Trusts, if they're drafted right, and again, you can never assume that a trust you already have does any of this, but trusts that are drafted right are going to have tax provisions in it that are current and use the proper formulas. So it's funny that even sometimes people who've set up trusts that have estate tax language in there, but they set it up a while ago, sometimes the formulas have changed.
True.
And the recommendations have changed. So sometimes you see a client, they say, hey, here's my estate tax plan, and an attorney drafted it knowing about the estate tax, but the formulas are completely different.
Yeah.
Being able to minimize your exposure to the estate taxes, both federal and state, are saving a pretty significant percentage of the estate to go to your loved ones. Massachusetts, the estate tax goes up to 16% of the entire estate.
Yeah.
Now, it's only, I should say, for estates that have a net value of more than $1 million. But once you're past that $1 million mark, the entire estate is taxed.
And it may be able to be cured with the proper trust or some of it.
Absolutely.
Because that $1 million can add up quick with properties or IRAs, different accounts that you have. It goes quick.
It could. Even the death benefit of a life insurance policy counts toward that. So some people don't say, hey, I don't have $1 million in a checking account or something, but you might have a death benefit of life insurance policies, values of real estate, retirement accounts and so forth. Valuables, vehicles, tangibles, all that adds together. And we don't use the dates of today. So for people that are alive and we're doing planning, we also want to try and project.
Good point.
What's their net worth going to be when they pass away?
Yep. And that's what we do with our planning. And that's why the five steps of the process that here at SHP Financial, which are it's called the retirement roadmap, income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare, and legacy planning. That's why it's so crucial. We could be the best advisor in the world and make you an extra 1% per year, but if we're leaving your heirs a $200,000 tax bill, what good is our advisory services?
I agree completely.
So you want to have that full plan. So from a time standpoint, let's go right on to the benefit number three of setting up a proper trust.
Mm-hmm.
Number one was probate avoidance. Number two was estate tax potential minimization. Number three, capital gains step-ups.
Yeah, so the capital gains tax. Capital gains tax is a tax that people who are, buying and flipping properties are often encountering. People selling second homes, they're encountering it. People, liquidating portfolios that have grown over a large period of time. The capital gains is a difficult tax to explain on the radio, but it's a significant tax that many people end up having to pay when they're selling an asset that's appreciated over time. So generally speaking, that capital gains tax rate's a federal rate of 23.8% for most of us. And then there's a state capital gains rate that's added to that. So just for purposes of casual conversation, yeah, you could say between 25-30% of the gain could disappear if you don't do the right planning. Now, the problem is with capital gains taxes, many people try this do-it-yourself estate planning, or they go to an estate planning attorney that's not familiar with taxation. And sometimes they get bad advice to simply add children to deeds of houses, or just put kids on an investment account or something. When you make a gift like that, you're also gifting that recipient your cost basis in the asset. So people that put their kids' names on a house that they've owned for 50 years, those children now have the cost basis that the parents had.
Yeah.
Back 50 years ago.
That's tough.
It's unbelievable. Now, if the children go ahead and sell that house, they're going to be paying an enormous capital gains tax. Did you know that with the right kind of trust, we can adjust the cost basis of many assets upon death?
So we might not have time, a lot of time for this one. If we can just go through it. Benefit number one, probate avoidance. Benefit number two, estate tax preservation. Benefit number three, capital gain step up potential. Absolutely. Benefit number four, asset protection.
Yes, that's one of the biggies too, Zarek. So probably the most overlooked aspect of trusts and estate planning that I've seen in 20 years of doing this is when people fail to plan to protect someone's inheritance when it gets to them. In other words, what you see in most estate plans are called outright distributions. They just take the assets from the parents or whomever and push it right into the name and social security number of their loved ones or their beneficiaries with no protection at all.
Yeah.
Did you know that if someone does that, the very next day, those children that just received their inheritance, what if they get sued or divorced? What if there's a bankruptcy or a criminal or a civil complaint against them? They're going to lose that. The money could go right in their left pocket, right out the right pocket. So protecting the wealth in the form of a trust that's drafted specific for this. Again, please do not assume any trust that you've already got do any of this. You Perfect. Need to have them reviewed. That's very, very important.
Stay tuned. It's tax time, but we're going to start talking about five important areas that you want to start considering as we move forward in 2019. So that maybe next year, next April, at this tax time in 2020, you'll be better prepared and ahead of the problem. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and trusts to help protect families and their inheritance.
I'm Attorney McManus. Knowing your options for estate planning is the first step to protect yourself and the important people in your life. Join us at one of our informative dinner events on Cape Cod in Plymouth, or contact my staff to arrange for a personal consultation.
So call McManus Estate Planning today, 508-778-8855, 778-8855, or visit capecodestateplanning.com.
The law offices of McManus Estate Planning create wills and tax-efficient trusts to help protect families and their inheritance. Perhaps you have a plan in mind, but nothing in writing, or it's been years since your documents were reviewed. Schedule a complimentary appointment with McManus Estate Planning at our Plymouth or Cape Cod offices. Create a plan to protect assets for those you care about. Call 508-778-8855. Or CapeCodEstatePlanning.com.
If you've recently had a change with employment or an employer or company ownership, your current 401k or pension plan could be affected. The professionals at SHP Financial can help guide you through these changes with your company savings and retirement plans. Call them today at 800-227-7777 to take control of your company's retirement plan. The number again is 800-227-7777. Changes within your current status could affect the fees you pay, have significant tax burdens, and save you money. Their team will design investment strategies to help protect and grow what you've saved in your corporate plan. If you're not 100% sure what your options are, call 800-227-7777 today. You work too hard to not know your options, your fees, and if you're maxing out the benefits. So call SHP Financial right now for a complimentary review. It only takes about an hour, but could add years to your retirement income. Call 800-227-7777 or visit shpfinancial.com.
Are you taking too many risks with your nest egg, or missing out on growth opportunities because you're being too conservative? Not knowing the answer to this question might just be the single biggest issue keeping people from achieving their retirement goals. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and co-founder at SHP Financial. We have an easy solution to this problem. Go to shpfinancial.com and click on the link, What's Your Risk Number? It's free to use and has helped countless investors translate their feelings about risk into numbers they can easily understand. Knowing your risk tolerance will help put you in a better position to make sound investment decisions based on strategy and not emotions. That's shpfinancial.com. Use our free risk assessment tool and help measure your risk tolerance. And while you're there, you can always sign up for your complimentary no-obligation review. Go to shpfinancial.com or call today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So we hear a lot of people on the radio and workshops talking about taxes. But if you're thinking about tax planning, obviously there's tax preparing, which is going to your CPA or your tax accountant and doing your tax returns. Tax planning is planning in advance of the tax returns. So hopefully the number of taxes that you pay out is lesser if you plan properly. And we find, you know, we, myself, Keith, and Matt, we do a coaching group that we run about twice a year. You know, it's not a lot of our time, but we coach other advisors across the country on how to actually build in tax planning into their practice. And the reason, so we obviously know it's an underserved area. So as you're listening right now, I want to think about your plan. If you have an advisor, if you don't have an advisor, are you comfortable? Are you confident that someone is looking at your situation right now and each year going forward to see if there are some angles tax-wise that you could benefit from? If not, you're probably going to want to take us up on the offer to come sit down with us, because that's an area that if you miss, especially over the next 6 or 7 years, you could cost yourself thousands and thousands of dollars in the long run by not planning properly. So we want to give you an example of exactly, we're going to have Matt take you through a recent story of a client he worked with just this year, took him on at the end of last year, him and his wife, and just this year alone, some of the tax planning he's already done with his family. But before we do that, we want to share with you just some quick tips on some areas that you want to consider, especially with April 15th coming in a few days. So Keith, go ahead.
Yeah, I mean, you're probably getting this if you have a good CPA or accountant, but you definitely want to make sure that you've maximized, if you have the ability to, the contribution to your retirement accounts, traditional IRAs, Roth IRAs, if you're around $189,000 as a married couple, or you know, your SEP IRAs. So typically what we're recommending, and again, this is generally speaking, so this isn't for everyone, but with the tax environment that we're in right now, and our feeling is the tax rates are extremely low compared to where we think they're going in the future. And that's just our philosophy. Many of you might think differently, but you know, we think that the tax, the Trump tax code, the rates and the brackets as they stand now are low. So most of the people that come in and say, hey, where should I allocate those contributions? We're telling them to go typically for the Roth, because that way they're, you know, hypothetically in the long run paying less in taxes. So that's really the main thing that I want to remind folks of before April 15th, to go ahead and make those contributions to either your traditional IRA, your Roth IRA, or your SEP IRA.
And then how about anything else? Like from a lot of people listening can't contribute to a Roth IRA because they make, if they're married and they make about $190,000 or more, or if they're not married, I think it's less than that, obviously. But what, you know, a lot of our clients come in and they're in their 50s and 60s when they mm-hmm. come with us, and they're making $300,000-$500,000 a year. What are their options?
So there are some options out there. You know, one of the upsides is you're making a lot of money in income on an annual basis, right? You're making, you know, $190,000 a year plus. You know, we have clients that make $300,000-$500,000 a year. And in the government's eyes, they're punished because they do so because they can't contribute to that tax-free savings account for the future. What most people don't know, and what we do for our higher income earners or higher net worth folks, is that there are opportunities to contribute to accounts that will then produce tax-free income for themselves in the future. So it's a strategy that we do use quite a bit for our higher net worth individuals. So if you wanted some more information, by all means, contact us for that.
Yeah, if you're making too much to contribute to a Roth, come sit down with us. There's some tax planning you may be able to do as well on top of what you're doing already. Maybe right now you're just doing 401k contributions or things to reduce your taxable limit, but there could be some other opportunities beyond and above that to help save on taxes or create additional tax-free income in the future. So Matt, those are a couple of the quick ones that we just went into. Mm-hmm. We're probably going to get into more next segment, but I think it's important because a lot of listeners hear us say tax planning. But what does that actually mean? And let's bring an actual client example so that listeners can get a gauge of, I want them to compare their own situation and to see if what you did for this couple mm-hmm. in the last couple months is something that they're getting. Because if not, it's something they're going to want to take advantage of.
Well, absolutely. And I think too, you know, Keith had a great segue, and I'm not sure if you realize, but
it was by accident.
Oh, I think so. Okay.
Yeah. Always.
But you mentioned about missed opportunities. And when I think of that term, missed opportunities, I think of Jack. You know, Jack and Kim came in. And the reason why I say that is because he just said, you know, one of the things he kept on saying that initial meeting was, Matt, I just want to make sure I'm not missing opportunities.
Sure.
You know, everything that he was very detailed oriented, but he kept on saying, "But I feel like I'm missing things, but you know, and I'm just not getting that." But let me back up a little bit. Yeah, so Jack and Kim, they grew up and they did a majority of their working careers out in Western Mass, but now they're entering retirement, and so they have a place out in Western Mass, and then they also, now that they're, you know, planning on retirement, bought a place here on the South Shore as well, and met us originally in our Plymouth office. And as I mentioned, it was great because, you know, Jack would come in, you know, talking about missed opportunities, and then you know, Kim always just really kept him to task, just saying like, "Jack, let's go, stay focused," you know, because he would just say, "What about this? What about that? What about this?" And Kim was always, you know, she came in with her own agenda to say, "Okay, Jack, you know, this is what we talked about. This is what we want to accomplish today." But on that list was just a lot of things that we do that are extremely helpful to clients, because it was this combination of capital gain management, which I'll sort of explain why they got into a huge capital gain situation, IRA or Roth conversion management, because they also had a lot of IRA or pre-tax dollars, you know, that came from an old 401k, and then, you know, kind of working it in all together because they were selling some properties, you know, trying to really downsize and simplify their life, you know, because they really just wanted one up in the north, in northern New England, and one, you know, on the South Shore. So here were all the issues that we teamed up with them and their CPA. So it was myself, the CPA, and Jack and Kim working through these different situations. So let me take the first one. The first one was capital gains. They had come from another advisor, sort of like, it wasn't a robo-advisor, but they, you know, it was a bigger firm, but they didn't really meet with anybody. It was just more of a 1-800 number that they would call.
Sure.
And so, you know, they were happy there. It was low-cost mutual funds and things like that. But what was happening was that, you know, they wanted to become a little bit less risky. And so in order to avoid the, you know, capital gain loss, they were making them less risky in the IRA funds while leaving the after-tax dollars more aggressive because they didn't want to sell anything to create a capital gain.
Sure.
And so one of the first thing I said when I saw him, I just said, "Look, you know, you're less conservative than you think you would be, because this firm is trying to play it safe by not, you know, not taking a look at your entire picture and letting up or growing a big bubble of capital gains that you're going to have issues with in the future."
Yep.
Okay. Secondly, which I think a lot of happens too with our clients, is that they have a lot of pre-tax dollars. And I'm saying 401ks, IRAs, SEP IRAs, you know, all the thing, Keith, you were saying earlier about funding on your way into, on your way towards retirement. Now you have to unwind all of those positions as well, because when you take that money back out, that's when the tax man comes, you know, and that's when you have to pay Uncle Sam from that amount. Okay. Amazingly enough, so I'm working with their CPA. And so here we are, we say, okay, we know we want to do Roth conversions, because Jack's big thing was, look, taxes are going up and I'm going to be missing, if I don't miss the opportunity now, I don't want to miss the opportunity now about where tax rates are, because he sees the debt, he sees the deficit, he knows all the different things. So working with the CPA, we began to do sort of a massive Roth conversion. We started to take out more money from his IRA than he needed, but taking it now based on today's tax brackets, and now converting that over into a Roth. Again, you have to pay taxes on that transaction, but now that money is forever tax-free, at least based on current legislation. And at the same time, we started to unwind some of the capital gains that he had, offsetting it with some other property that he was selling. So it was a very complex case, you know, so it's kind of tough to summarize, but at the same time, it was just, you know, it was the team of developing an investment plan that was actually more to where he wanted to be, combining some capital gains losses that he had with the help of his CPA, and then implementing strategies like Roth conversions that we know in 3 to 5 years, he might be in the 0% tax bracket.
Correct.
Once it's all said and done. And so he's minimized and completely helped, you know, protect himself from any future tax rate increases.
Well, think about Jack and Kim. You know, they came from the radio, and they called at the end of 2018, and that's all it took was that one call, and they weren't getting this advice. They weren't getting this advice at all. So I know it's a complex story, but, and Matt was very detailed, which he should be. But the real bottom line is, with the Trump tax code expiring in 2025, taxes, as much as it hurts to write those checks as of right now, and you know the taxes don't feel low, but historically taxes are low. And so Keith and Matt both talked about missed opportunities. Every year that goes by that you're not doing tax planning could be a missed opportunity for you that might cost you down the road in retirement. Because if taxes go up, well, how much are they going to go up? What's the tax rate going to be? And if you don't do anything before you hit retirement or before you hit 70 and a half, all that money has to come out each year, but you don't know what the taxes are going to be. So we want to find ways to potentially lower your tax rate. So the first question I'll ask is, do you know the tax liability of your IRA or of your retirement accounts? Most of you don't. I don't ask that because I think you should. Most of you don't. But by figuring that out, by coming in to figure out what your tax liability is, what you're going to pay in taxes over your lifetime in your pre-tax accounts, we can help strategize some potential plans moving forward to put you in a much better position in retirement. So I know it sounds like a lot. Trust me, we know you don't have this figured out. The average person that comes into our office doesn't have any of this figured out. Or maybe they have some of it figured out, or maybe they have a lot of it figured out. But we don't expect you to have all the answers. That's why we want you to come in so that we can help you. We do have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, Hyannis, and Braintree. When you call to book your next meeting, when you call to book a visit, we're going to send you a copy of our book as well that goes into more tax detail than we can on this show. So call to set the appointment. Once you call, you're going to get a copy of our book in the mail. Then we'll start going through these situations for you to help plan moving forward. The number to call is 800-227-7777 to book your no obligation review. Again, 800-227-7777 or go to shpfinancial.com. Stay tuned after the break. We're actually going to get into some fee conversations that most people don't share what their fees are. We're going to get into that a little bit after the break, but also as part of the market report, what's going on with the yield curve and how does that affect your investments? We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back. For over a decade, SHP Financial has helped the people of New England live more secure, comfortable lives by providing safer, more complete retirement plans. Call SHP today at 800-227-7777. That's 800-227-7777. And now, it's time for your weekly financial update. The SHP Financial Weekly Market Report. All the things you need to know about the market, the economy, and your investments, starting now.
So we're going to get into our fee conversation about what our fees are here at SHP Financial. We're going to get into Matt's market report on the inverted yield curve. We're not going to spend a ton of time, but before we do, we have three workshops in Braintree at Davio's. And two of them are already booked, but we have one night that still has some space available. So if you want to meet myself, Keith, Matt, the team, and basically we're going to have dinner. But before we have dinner, we're going to have a conversation on the five important areas that you need to have covered for your retirement. We have a few spaces available for you, as of right now at least. So if you want to book a reservation at the workshop, go to shpworkshops.com. Again, it's April 11th at 6 p.m. in Braintree at Davio's Restaurant. Go to shpworkshops, that's plural, .com. All right, Matt, we're going to get into the inverted yield curve. Kind of been driving some investors nuts lately. What does that mean? There's been signs that could mean one thing. But let the listeners know.
And that's all we wanted to do, is just try to simplify it as best as possible. Let people know why it comes up in the headlines, you know, why they'll be reading the newspaper or, you know, going online. They say, like, oh, yield curve inverted. And so it's like, okay, what does it actually mean, and how powerful is it as what's called a market timing tool, or how indicative is it? So the first thing people need to understand is what the yield curve is. And it's basically just a measurement of equal bond interest rates and kind of what they're paying. So if everyone can sort of close their eyes and imagine.
No, some of them might be driving.
Oh, true. Good point.
You can pay attention to the road and imagine.
Yeah. So what a normal yield curve is, when it comes to interest rates, is, you know, think of just an upward slope where on the left-hand side it's low and so a low time, and in a very, you know, like a three-month bond is paying sort of low interest rate, and a 30-year interest rate or 30-year bond's paying that much higher. So it's going upward. That's your upward slope, and that's a normal yield curve. That's a normal direction for where things to be.
You should get more money if you're tying your money up for 10 years than if you tie it up for 3 months.
And that's the exact basic premise, right? And an inverted or flattened yield curve is suddenly, what Derek said is the exact opposite. You know, suddenly people are not willing to tie up their money for 30 years and not getting higher interest rates. They're actually getting lower interest rates, or the same interest rates as someone that's only willing to tie up their money for 3 months. And so, you know, think of it, as you mentioned, Derek, you hit the nail on the head. It's like that's why people follow it so much, because they're like, okay, that means things are busted. You know, that means that things are wrong. It's a flashing sign, and that a recession is imminent, right? So that's why it's so important to sort of investors. And so recently, there's a couple things that happened. Late last year, the yield in the 5-year treasury dropped below the 2- and 3-year yield. It was the first time any part of the yield curve had inverted since 2007. All right, that's 07. So suddenly it's like, okay.
What happened after 07?
Right, everyone may have heard of 08. And then over the past couple of weeks, it sort of happened again recently. But here's the thing that people have done studies on, is the fact that even though an inverted yield curve has predicted other recessions, it doesn't necessarily do it immediately. So what they did is they tracked the past 5 times that the 2 and the 10-year sort of dot plots here inverted over the past 5 years. I'm sorry, not 5 years, 5 times. So we're talking 1978, 1980, 1988, 1998, and then again in 2006. In each one, the recession started either 17 months afterwards, 10 months after, 19 months after, so forth and so on. But the average length of time between the yield conversion and when the recession actually began, remember, we're all worried about recessions. Recessions are difficult on jobs. It's difficult on many things. And obviously, it's certainly very difficult on the markets as well, right? But the average time from yield curve conversions was 21 months between when it converted and when the recession started. Meanwhile, the S&P 500 returned or paid out 12% in those, roughly 2 years. So if anyone's out there trying to market time, they say, ooh, immediately the yield curve has inverted and I got to get out now because it just converted. Well, on average, they would have missed out on 2 years worth of gain of up to 13% in that time horizon. So
moral of the story. Right?
Yeah. Moral of the story is it is something to bear watching. As you mentioned, sure. Derek, to your very point is that if I'm tying the money up longer, I should get paid more. That makes perfect sense. And when that logic is no longer, you can no longer see that logic in the bond markets. Yeah, it's worried. It's concerned. It's something to be concerned about. But it's not something that means that danger is going to happen tomorrow. It's just one more thing to follow, but also to continue to follow your long-term strategies.
Yeah, exactly. So if you're listening and you want to get more information on that, we send out a weekly market report every Tuesday morning. Go to shpfinancial.com. You can sign up pretty easily right on the homepage, shpfinancial.com. Weekly newsletter sign up. And we have this information, like Matt just discussed, just in a little bit more detail. But I would say, if you're listening right now and you aren't prepared for a potential recession, then you're kind of missing the boat. Especially if you're in your 40s, 50s, it's one thing. But if you're in your late 50s, early 60s, within 5 to 7 years or so of retiring, if you haven't adjusted your portfolio in preparation for something that could happen, that's something you should really jump on ASAP, because our clients know. That's one thing when the clients come to us. I always tell them, I'd much rather you be mad at me because the S&P 500 is up 30% and you're only up 18% than to be mad at me because it's down 40% and so are you. As you get closer to retirement or in retirement, it's not about hitting all the highs. It's about avoiding the big drops. And, our client retention ratio is maybe 97-98% since we opened up our doors in 2003. So I joke around saying, I'd much rather, no clients get mad at us when they're only up 18%. Trust me.
Yeah, exactly.
But the point is, you have to be, if you're getting close to retirement, you have to be, we hope for the best, but you have to be prepared for the worst. If a market correction happens, are you prepared for it? And finally, our fees. Most firms out there, our average fee, it ranges between 0.6% and 1.1%. And honestly, it's based on the amount of assets you have with SHP Financial. The key difference is, let's say you're paying 1%, just to make the math easy. If you're paying 1% with SHP Financial, it's really broken down. About 0.5% is for managing your portfolio, which is what a lot of you out there, that's your whole plan, is just a portfolio. The other 0.5% is for all the planning we're doing, tax planning, Roth conversion planning, investment rebalancing, income planning, coordinating your estate plan, healthcare planning. So a lot of you think, I don't want to pay more of a fee. You might be sitting right now with an advisor charging you 1 or 1.5% with no planning, or you might be in mutual funds that you don't think you're paying a fee, that you're paying 1% or more without a plan. Or you, what we do at SHP Financial is your average fee might be 0.8 to 1%, somewhere in that range. But that includes the investment management as well as the ongoing planning, which, trust me, when we meet with our clients year after year, that's even more important than the investments themselves, in my opinion, once you have the investments in the right balance. So to learn more about that, give us a call. Again, we have offices in Plymouth, Westboro, Woburn, and Hyannis. To begin building your plan, call 800-227-7777, 800-227-7777. Or go to shpfinancial.com. Make sure you stay tuned right after the break. We're going to leave you with our top three takeaways from today's show. We'll be right back.
You're listening to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, your guide to a successful retirement. The phone lines are always open at 1-800-227-7777. Stick around. The guys will be right back.
The word volatile is rarely used when describing something desirable. It's usually not associated with pleasant outcomes and doesn't sound very appealing unless you're on a roller coaster. When it comes to your retirement plan, volatile is the last word you want to hear when talking about your nest egg. This is Matthew Peck, certified financial planner and founder of SHP Financial. Here, we like to focus on other words when it comes to retirement planning. Words like predictability, opportunity, and security. While we may live in volatile times, there are strategies that can help lessen or possibly even eliminate its impact on your portfolio. If you're concerned about your exposure to market volatility, call 1-800-227-7777 today to schedule your complimentary review. We'll perform a risk analysis of your current portfolio, then discuss the ways we can help you achieve your retirement goals without taking unnecessary risks. Schedule your complimentary review today by calling 800-227-7777 or go online to shpfinancial.com.
You're tuned to SHP Financial's Retirement Roadmap Show, where your route to a successful retirement begins. Call the SHP team anytime at 1-800-227-7777 or visit them online at shpfinancial.com. Now, here's your hosts, Derek Gregoire, Matthew Peck, and Keith Ellis.
So on this show, we talked a lot about taxes, and with that being said, we don't have a ton of time in this segment, but we want to leave you with our top couple takeaways here. So Keith, what was your big takeaway today?
Talked earlier about knowing the tax deadlines, when contributions need to be made, what type of contributions you should be making or thinking about making. So again, work with your accountant, work with your CPA to make sure that you're maximizing the tax situation both for last year, because you can still do that in certain retirement accounts, but also now to forecast for this year into next year. It's a huge part of tax planning that we do here at SHP.
That's what we're here to remind people. It's a good point, Keith, because we have 2018 is coming to a close with our taxes deadline being like next week, this week, right, coming up, but we can start planning now moving forward as well. How about yourself, Matt?
I just want to go back to my clients, Jack and Kim. Now, you know, everyone's situation is different, you know, but for them, you know, we're really able to help them out, you know, in the sense that when they first came in, you know, they sort of had an investment strategy that didn't really match, you know, their risk tolerance, you know, at that stage. They had sort of a goal of tax, you know, minimizing taxes, but they had no idea how to get there or what steps they needed to take. And then also when it came to their expenses and their budgeting and whether or not to sell certain properties, you know, they didn't have a plan to kind of compare different options and to make sure that they are on good footing. And so after we were done, it was a lot of work. I mean, we're talking 6 to 9 months. However, by the time they were done, we'd established a good Roth conversion. So we were buying out Uncle Sam slowly but surely and at the best possible time for them personally. We updated their investment strategy to match where they wanted to be and sort of took a whole lot of risk off the table. And then lastly, really had set up a good budget and a good incomes plan for them so that they know that they can spend confidently going into retirement.
You say that so nonchalant, Matt, but you realize how important that is. Like, think about that one client. Think about the planning. That's what I love about what we do, is because that client called our radio show 9 months ago, whatever it is, and it's still a work in progress. Our plans never just end. Like, all right, yeah, you're done. We'll see you in 20 years. That person came in with no strategy on where their income was going to come from in retirement. Now they know exactly where it's going to come from. They're confident they can do what they want to do in retirement because they have a plan for income and inflation for the rest of their lives. Their investments, as Matt said, was taking on way too much risk. They could make a lot in a good year, but they could lose a ton in a down year. And they were not prepared to do that. So what did Matt do? He built a strategy more fitting for their goals, reducing some of the upside a little bit, but in turn, reducing a lot of the downside potential if we have a market drop. And then taxes. Just a strategy from looking at tax planning, he was able to save him thousands and thousands of dollars over the long run by buying Uncle Sammo on the cheap, because they came in, if you remember from earlier in the segment, and they were worried about missed opportunities. And a lot of you out there might be listening and saying, are you missing certain opportunities in your own plan? Are you 100% confident that you have your own retirement roadmap that looks at income planning, investment planning, tax planning, healthcare, and legacy all under one roof? It might sound overwhelming. I totally get it. And that's if you came in here and had no plan at all, I love it, because that's what I love, helping people that aren't really sure. They don't do this every day. And I can take them into a situation where they're unsure and give them the confidence when they put a plan together, having that peace of mind that a plan has been put in place. So whether you have part of your plan done, whether you've done a full plan, or maybe you're like a lot of our clients that when they first come in, have nothing figured out. They just were good savers. They saved money, but there's no plan to tie it together. Come and sit down with us. When you come into our office, it's so low key. We're not here to try to pressure you. We've been doing this since 2003. We have a fair amount of assets under management. I don't say that to brag, more of it's a very low pressure atmosphere. If we can help you and we're a good fit and we can take you on as a client, perfect. But if not, at least you'll know where you stand and some of the areas you may be able to improve upon moving forward. Because again, we start with income. Do you have enough income to last the rest of your life? Let's start there and then begin looking at all the different areas of retirement to make sure that you have a plan that covers you today and moving forward. So again, when you come into our office, you're going to be greeted by either Giselle or Jen or Kelly, depending on what office you come into. You're probably going to get some of the best either chocolate chip cookies or cinnamon buns that you've had in your life. Then you're going to have a conversation with someone on our team here about your goals and to see if we can help you in any of the areas that we discussed today. So take us up on the offer. The cool part about it is when you call right now to book your review, we're going to give you a copy of our book that we just had updated and revised called the SHP Retirement Roadmap, which will prepare you for this meeting. And even if you don't read it, that's fine, but you'll have a copy of the book. So call right now, book the meeting, 800-227-7777. When you call right now, a friendly voice is going to answer the phone, take your information, and someone from our office is going to call you within the next 24 to 48 hours to get you in the calendar. 800-227-7777, or you can book an appointment online at shpfinancial.com. Have a great weekend, everyone. We'll talk to you next week right here in the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show, brought to you by SHP Financial.
No statements made during the Retirement Roadmap Radio Show shall constitute tax, legal, or accounting advice. You should consult your own legal or tax professional on any such matters. Information presented is for educational purposes only and does not intend to make an offer or solicitation for the sale or purchase of any specific securities, investments, or investment strategies. Investments involve risk and, unless otherwise stated, are not guaranteed. Be sure to first consult with a qualified financial advisor and or tax professional before implementing any strategy discussed herein. Individual results will vary. Matthew Peck, CFP, Derek Gregoire, and Keith Ellis of SHP Financial are licensed to offer investment advisory services through SHP Wealth Management LLC, an SEC-registered investment advisor. Offices in Westboro, Dartmouth, and Braintree are offices of convenience and only used for client meetings.